Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
And far between. And costly. And why in the hell do we have to pay them anyway to get on the internet, which was meant to be free? Not only that, if I didn't have to pay the telephone company for access, fast access into the internet, I wouldn't be paying for their damn telephone. Getting a connection here, guys? So I don't know about you. I could say, though, $100 a month because I don't need the telephone service. There's no one at home most of the time. And I do need the internet service. But if the internet is free like it's supposed to be, I save $100 a month. $1,200 a year. You want me to go into 10 years for you? See where I'm going. Okay. There is no reason in the world that the internet should cost. It was conceived. It was paid for. It was built with taxpayers' money. Al Gore and all of his wisdom, his infinite wisdom, meant it to be free. Not a way for corporations to screw you again. Oh, look, we got this wonderful free system here. Let's take it over and charge people to get on it. Why in the hell don't we just let them go ahead and put up the entry ramps there and charge us to get on the freeway? If we're going to let them control and charge us to get on the internet, then they should do that as well, right? Wrong. Now, there's going to be billions of dollars put into broadband systems in America. And part of it is, I remember Mr. Obama saying, there is parts of New York, inner city New York, where kids cannot get on the internet. In New York City, they cannot get on the internet. They cannot get high-speed internet service in New York City. Well, let me tell you a little secret, Mr. Obama. If you don't put up free entrance ramps on that broadband, those kids in the inner city New York are not going to be able to get on the internet anyway. They're not going to be able to pay $50 a month, $25 a month. I don't care if it was 25 cents a month, that wouldn't happen. You've got to put free entrance ramps on this system that we, the taxpayers of America, are building. We should not subsidize greed. And when you are charging somebody entrance into something they have already paid for, that is theft, that is greed. That is theft, that is greed. Now sure, some of these places have put money into their systems. Fine. We need the entrance ramps anyway? Buy it. Not at how much money they can make on it, but how much it actually costs a fair value. Just like the people did back when they were buying up toll roads, remember? If you know the history, you can tell the future. Isn't that magical? There is no reason in the world for the internet to cost anybody in the world. Clear and simple. The internet was meant to be free. The internet must be free. And if Mr. Obama spends our tax money in the tunes of billions of dollars and then turns it over to these greedy private corporations, he has betrayed us. He has stolen from us. We need free entrance ramps on all of the internet. The years of people throwing up toll roads, just like in the first part of American history, must be over. It's going to be over one of these days. It will. But it needs to be over now, especially in this time of economic crisis, especially in this time when we have a third of the students dropping out of school. They need access to research. They need access to other things. They don't need to have to pay to get online. And yes, they need access to play games. Big deal. Research has shown that doctors perform better, surgeons perform better if they play video games than those that don't. So maybe something's good coming out of that too. But the important thing is simple. Simple, very, very simple. Important and simple. If you have to pay to get on something, then it is only available to the elite. It's class warfare again. If you take something that the American people have paid for, the internet, and you allow corporations to put up gates and charge you a toll to get through internet service, then you are putting a block for people who cannot afford that toll. You have put them in a different class. And you are making them dumber because of the lack of access to things. You're making them less healthy because they can't get health information off the internet as easily, and they can't afford to go to a doctor. You are making them dumber because they can't get research information. You are making them bad citizens because they're only exposed to one view. The internet was meant to be free. It was meant to be free for the richest and the poorest, and especially us in between. Because unlike the rich and unlike the poor, we've paid for it. That doesn't give us a right to more. It gives us a right to have also. The internet was meant to be free. Thank you, Al Gore. It did not stay free. Thank you, Republican Party. Anytime a system is set up to force people to pay for entry, it is set up as class warfare to keep the poor out. Do you remember poll tax? You had to pay your poll tax or you couldn't vote. That guaranteed that most poor people wouldn't vote. So only rich people got to choose our leaders. Remember that? Remember that kind of stuff? You had to pay a tax before you could vote. If you were too poor, you couldn't vote. Who cares? You don't need to be voting because you're dumb and stupid and poor. Remember that? You don't need to be on the internet if you can't afford to get on the internet. That's classism. That's class warfare, and that's un-American. And when you're taking taxpayers' money, and you're building a road or an internet, and you give the thieves in America the right to charge tolls to get on that interstate highway or internet, you are betraying your citizens. You are a traitor to equal protection under the law. You are a traitor to the Constitution. We need to stand up and be heard. I'm on Facebook, and in there I started a cause, and the cause is the internet must be free. I'm asking everybody to join. I'm asking everybody to suggest that their friends join. If we can get enough people, I will send updates, weekly updates, to the White House and every member of Congress about how many people are in the organization. How many people have joined the cause? Not your name, not your address. I don't have any of that stuff anyway. Just the number of people. And then they can go online and look and go, wow, look at all these people. That's for real. We better do what's right. Because if there's one or two people, we can do what we want to do. But if there's hundreds and thousands and maybe a million, we better do what they want. Because they may not vote for me. Remember all the Republicans kissing Rush Limbaugh's elbow? It's because he has 20 million people that listen to him. I don't believe his numbers, by the way. I really don't believe them. But if they believe it, then they kiss his elbow. I'm suggesting that we start a movement. We start it now. Now, this could be broken down. It can be going to a whole bunch of different people. Everybody can put up their own little thing, but it's going to be watered down. Just go in there. Go to the cause. The internet must be free. Sign in. Become a member. And I promise you, once a week, I will send an update number to the White House and every member of Congress. They will know where you stand. And where you stand is, we have paid for it. No one else has a right to charge us to get into it. And if they do try to charge us to get into it, it's class warfare. Because there's always going to be a number of the population who cannot afford to buy entry into what was meant to be free. Thank you, Al Gore. Thank you for putting together an internet that was open, until the Republicans and greedy communication companies decided it was time for that internet access to be closed down so only the haves can get on. We have spent the money to get it started, and we're spending the money to expand broadband. Now let's open up entry to everybody. I will stand with you. Will you go to Facebook, join Internet Must Be Free, and stand here with me? and with me here. We've got to make sure that the Internet's free. For one thing, if you have the Internet, you can download some really, really crazy stuff. Lately, there's been... Well, these Republicans are kind of going wacky. I talked at length last week about it. I played the entire radio interview with Ms. Bachman, and it showed that she was completely detached from reality. Fox syndrome. I could this week, but I shan't. Expose you to Alan Keyes and his crazy rants. I won't make you listen to him, nor will I make you listen to Ann Coulter's insanity. Let it fulfill our needs just to say that Alan Key has basically called for Obama to be killed. Someone has to stop him. He's destroying America. Completely devoid of any reality whatsoever. You know, you can see a person who is mentally unstable, and they can function. They can function from day to day. And in most cases, people understand that there's something a little strange about that person. But when they're under full stress, they can no longer function. They can no longer hide their insanity. It just comes flowing out like a river that has bust through a dam. And the water just rushes through the gorge and destroys everything in its path. Alan Keyes was basically screaming. He was really upset. And even the person who was asking him the question, the news person, obviously was smiling or laughing or something, because he said, "This is nothing to laugh about." He really took himself seriously, that Obama was destroying America and that Obama must be stopped. And when he was confronted with someone who was laughing at his insanity, he went even crazier. It's like the old movies where there's a crazy person and someone says, "You're crazy," and they get crazier. Weird, but I've seen a lot of old movies like that. Then they got a rave from it in the 60s, and when the crazy person was called crazy, they just smiled and went on with what they were doing. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. That's the whole thing. I don't know why they're so crazy. Maybe they were crazy to begin with. You have our wonderful, whatever the heck it is, Ann Coulter, who have always been calling liberals, well, betrayers of the country, unpatriotic. You know, all these crazy little things. But now she is even getting worse. Completely devoid of reality. And piling lie upon delusional lie upon delusional lie. You get Boehner in Congress acting his crazy stuff. "We'll stand together. We will vote against anything that Obama or the Congress puts up. It doesn't matter what's good for the people." You got Rick Perry here in Texas, the governor. "We're not going to take the stimulus." Okay, fine. People are losing their jobs. We cannot afford to pay for their unemployment. So you're going to punish those people by not taking money. You're going to have to fire school teachers and highway patrolmen. And you're going to punish the school teachers and highway patrolmen so you don't take federal money. To prove what exactly? It's insane, guys. Rangers, my dear Rangers, it's totally and completely insane. Now, don't worry about this. Your fellow compadres, the Texas Rangers, who has the monumental task of protecting the governor, will not be fired. Don't worry, the governor's going to keep them because they're his bodyguards. So don't worry about that. It's kind of like the Secret Service for the president. No governor's going to fire a Texas Ranger. It's just not going to happen. Plus, any Texas Ranger is worth, 12 regular police officers. So that's not going to happen, but it's still pretty bad. You have that governor of Louisiana swearing up and down this made-up story about some police chief who was running into trouble because supposedly they wasn't allowed to put boats in to rescue people because one of Bush's bureaucrats said they couldn't. Of course, there's nobody there still alive. That police chief died. So there's nobody there to corroborate his story. So maybe it's true. Maybe it's a delusion. We don't know. But it's, we know that the outline of his story just doesn't seem to match up with the facts. But yet he's still trying to prove that Congress, the Democratic Congress, is one that messed up in Louisiana. And a story that he uses is one where one of the Bush's bureaucrats supposedly did something stupid. He's took millions and millions of dollars of Reconstruction money, and yet swears up and down he's not going to take any of this stimulus money because he doesn't want people who are out of work to have, well, benefits. It just doesn't seem too logical. And of course, we all know that Governor Apollon is crazy as all get out. So there's nothing we can do about that. She's crazier than a Maldinger with fleas. So, I don't know. The only thing I know is if this continues, these guys are just going to melt right down. And one day a couple of people in white suits are going to come and get them. Going to take them gently to a little padded room. And they're going to say, "Now you sit down and relax. The doctor will be in to see you soon. Now, don't worry. We're going to have to take the door and kind of close it here. It's no big deal. It doesn't mean you're going to be left alone. We're going to always be available. We'll be monitoring you. But for right now, little crazy Republican, it's closing time."
This place be shut up at once.
But everybody's having such a good time.
Yes, much too good a time. The place is to be closed.
But I've no excuse to close it.
Find one.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Of course it's closing time. It's just that time. Nothing more we can do about it. Well, we covered a number of issues today. Don't forget to go in and check on accountability now. We can go ahead and close justiceparty.org. There's no reason to have it, no reason to duplicate things. You can get enough done with accountability now. Matter of fact, a lot more done. I'm going to join them. I hope you do too. Don't forget, listener-supported radio, make your donation. It's the only way we're going to keep this stuff going. Go to Facebook. You can look me up, Rick Goodner. I'm on there. You can go into causes. The cause is keep the Internet free. We've got to keep the Internet free. Matter of fact, we've got to free it up. It's not so free now, but we can get there. We really can. I've enjoyed being with you. I want you all to know that I am your fan. You're the most important people around. I want to hear from you, rickgoodner@gmail.com. I want to know what you think. Just be in contact. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know what I need to change. I can always make a change or two. There's nothing wrong with that. I'll be here, of course, next week. And God willing, the creek don't rise. And we'll have us another little sit-down talk. I hope that everything is going smooth with you and your family. And I hope the stimulus helps America. Unlike Rush Limbaugh, who really hopes everything screws up and fails, you know, that's someone who really loves the country when he wants the president to absolutely fail. But that's what he is. Let's do hope that everything works out okay for the betterment of the nation, for you, your family, for everybody, even for the retardicans. I know they're too dumb to figure that out on their own, so we'll just have to help them along with it. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself. It's a tough world. But things are getting smoother. Things are getting better. I have hope, and I hope that you have hope. Because as long as you have hope, nothing is hopeless. Nothing is hopeless. We'll clean up this mess. My main hope is, I mean, I'm sure we're going to clean up the mess. I'm just really, really concerned that we may not hold the Republicans accountable for all the evil deeds that they have done, especially the last 8 years, but the last 30 years. We allowed Reagan to get off the hook by saying, oh, he's an old man, he's senile, while he was still president, for his impeachable crimes. We allowed George Bush the First to pardon people so that he couldn't be held accountable. He pardoned people that could have testified against him, so there's no accountability there. We would not, when we had the ability, impeach George Bush. And now I don't think we're going to hold him accountable for his evil, illegal deeds that he did while he was president. Nor his underlings, nor Cheney. Those are my fears. But everything else, I really hope that everything's going to be okay. And it probably will be. Hang in there. Take it easy. Relax. Don't sweat the petty things. And for God's sake, don't pet the sweaty things. Until we meet again, I'll be right here. And if you're right there next week, then we'll be together again, if it be your will.
If it be your will that I speak no more, and my voice be still as it was before, I will
been listening to Rick's Place. Sorry, Rangers. It is indeed closing time. Thanks for stopping by. See you all next week, where everyone comes to Rick's.
If it be your will that a voice be true from this broken hill, I will sing to you from this broken hill. All your praises they shall ring. If it be
that'll be all. Be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.
Hi, boys and girls. This is Rick Goodner, part of the Weekend Wrecking Crew. And I'm here to tell you that you cannot miss Billy Shears. The man knows his music. The man knows what you're thinking. Tune in and listen. You'll be surprised. He's going to play the very song that you were thinking that you needed to hear. He's a genius. Maybe a bit psychic. I promise you. Tune in on the weekend, listen to Billy Shears Night Sounds, and you will hear the song you've been waiting to hear. And you'll enjoy your time as much as I do. Right here, on the Horn, Head On Radio Network. Make sure you don't miss what you've been waiting to hear with Billy Shear.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Play as time goes by.
Well, I've heard that other countries are down on the U.S. A land of mass consumption, our lives filled with excess. But my daddy wasn't fighting on Normandy that day for the right to drive a Hyundai. I refuse to live that way. And I'm proud to be an American who gets just 5 mpg. Though I live alone, the car I own can seat 103, and I'll gladly park so close to you when you pull out you can't see. No, I'll never trade my Escalade. God bless my SUV. Have congestion, but hey, I'll get there alive. So don't pester me with questions like, what would Gandhi drive? And you won't catch me in Starbucks if I need a drink or snack. When I bought this ship, she came equipped with a Starbucks in the back. And I'm proud to be an American with a car that fits my rear. The cash I put down could have fed a town in Somalia for a year. I'd gladly go and fight Saddam. He'd lose a war with me. You'll be stuck in mud when he sends his gun, but not my SUV.
This is a Night Sounds encore presentation on the Head-On Radio Network, The Horn.
This is what we came for, really. Give peace a chance.
Sometimes in life you feel the fire is on.
But if we're to have a perfect understanding.
This time, not one nation against others, but an organization trying to destroy all government.
On your side.
That's right!
Ah, that's it. You found the spot. And that's right here on the Head-On Radio Network. So sit back, relax, pour yourself a glass of wine. Put this crazy world aside. Forget about politics for a while. And let Billy Shears take you to Night Sounds.
I could write a song even with melodies. Sing it every day.
Studios in the heart of enchanting Charm City. Here's the guy changing the way you hear music, Billy Shears.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Night Sounds. It's our one-year anniversary, and we'll have several cameo announcements by fellow radio hosts, along with some really good friends of the show. Now, tonight, we'll hear some tunes from one of the past year's favorite segments, Motown. Our spotlight artist this week features the music of John Lennon. The sassy and classy Erica Richards is here with Night Sounds Dedications, and of course my favorite, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles. But first, some brand new music. This English singer-songwriter, Newton Faulkner, has just released his debut album, titled Hand-Built Robots. And from that new CD, here's Newton Faulkner with UFO.
Late one night a little while ago, I had nothing to drink, I don't think. Okay, well maybe a glass of wine, but nothing that would loosen my mind. To the point of seeing what I'm seeing in the sky. Whoa, an alien being
My mind can't make sense, but what I'm seeing is beginning to take control. So I better watch out for the anal probe. We got UFO,
hello, UFO, hello, UFO, hello, UFO, hello.
They come in peace, we stay in war. We like to get drunk and fight each other in bars. And all I'm trying to say is if you were to look from the outside looking in, where would you begin? UFO, hello, UFO, hello, UFO. Saying there's nothing to cry for. You've got everything laid out for you. Just close your eyes, take a deep breath and start another war. Keep buying, keep moving. This city is sitting next to me. When laid out, it's gonna come. One thing is certain, I can change the world. Trying to make a difference makes it worse. It's just an observation I can't ignore. That people should smile more. People should smile more. But the lights are so bright that they blind you. Just one more meaningless scientific breakthrough. The more we know, the less we care. What's damaged on the way? Keep moving, keep fighting. The city is sitting next to me. We'll lay it out, it's gonna come. One thing is certain, I can change the world. Cause trying to make it difference makes it worse. Small more. I can't change the
Faulkner with People Should Smile.
Hey, this is Jeff Farias with 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk in Phoenix, Arizona, wishing a very happy first anniversary for Night Sounds with Billy Shears. Keep up the great work and keep those great tunes coming. And a special shout out to all the great people at Head On Radio Network and to all my good friends at democracyinteractive.com. Congratulations to Billy Shears and Night Sounds.
Thanks, Jeff. Be sure to catch Jeff Farias weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. Arizona time on 1480 KPHX. Now here's something new from Allison Moyer from her CD, The Turn, with a track titled, It's Not the Thing, Henry.
Thank you.
from his new CD, Sketches of a Man, with a track titled 70s. Now here's Beck from his new album, Modern Guilt, with Youthless.
That we've been clubs from. It's just a kid on level ground. Shake your seasick legs around. Everyone on a local town signs about to stop the flickering. Need a bed to lay my body down. Dead with the carry down. Some static is lulling me to sleep. Hang your clothes on a chain link fence. Then junk out, say I'm telling my mouth is full of worthless hymns.
Time is now. fisherman on Levi, giving up the drinking and the late night. And most of the time it seems I'm wandering round and round, looking for what's right. So I'll just dig, I'll dig a little deeper. I'll go and find my own way out. I'll just dig a little deeper.
The great sound of the Watson Twins from their new CD titled Fire Song with Dig a Little Deeper.
Hello, everybody. Guy James here. Big fan of Billy Shears and good friend as well. And I just wanted to take a moment to let you know there have been other people do what Billy does. Of course, there's been Casey Kasem over the years. There's been Dick Clark. And there's even been Wolfman Jack. But Billy's the best of them all. He's outlasted Wolfman Jack. His wife is far better looking than Casey Kasem's, for sure. And Billy does a better job than even Dick Clark. Billy's got an ear for music, and I appreciate that. Billy, happy first anniversary.
Thank you, Guy. Don't miss the Guy James Show every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Head On Radio Network. Now, Guy is one of the brightest and best-informed hosts anywhere, and a real prince of a guy. Now, back to the music. Keerley has a brand-new album titled Love Is Dead, and from that CD, here's Keerley with Walking on Air. This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn, America's liberal voice with music. Now, don't touch that mouse. We'll be right back.
Listening to Night Sounds with Billy Shears.
You say it's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, it's my birthday too, yeah.
Your birthday?
You say it's your birthday. We're gonna have a good time. Hey, I'm glad it's your birthday.
I'm glad too.
Happy birthday to you. Give it back, Elmer. Give it back. Now, everybody.
Yes, we're going to a party, party. Yes, we're going to a party, party. Yes, we're going to a party, party. Yes, we're going to a party, party.
We know you want to save big on your phone bill, and we know how you can.
That's right. We do.
We're saving more than 50% on our home phone bill since we switched to CityNet's digital phone plan.
Really? Over 50%?
CityNet's digital phone plan is only $24.95 a month.
Only $24.95?
You get unlimited local and long-distance calling.
Just $24.95?
And with CityNet's digital phone plan, you keep your current number. All you need is a high-speed internet connection. Get details at citynet.net.
$24.95.
And, oh, this is cool. With CityNet's digital plan, I can use my home phone anywhere in the world with high-speed internet. No extra cost.
There's 20, and there's 4, and there's 95.
Did I mention CityNet is a West Virginia-owned company?
Did I mention
$24.95?
Save at least 50% on your residential phone. Get unlimited local and long distance, and keep your same number, all for just $24.95 a month. Visit citynet.net today for more details. Some exclusions and restrictions may apply.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake.
Across Appalachia, children pray at night. Coal companies are destroying Appalachia with 3 million pounds of high explosives per day. Take a stand. Go to CRMW.net. Coal River Mountain Watch. Be part of the solution, so you and they can sleep at night. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net.
The trains are rolling by and I can feel the ground rumbling.
Polar bears live in the Arctic, on the ice.
But the ice is melting because of global warming.
Some polar bears have to swim so far they drown. Baby bears have died.
When I'm old, when I'm 45, all the bears could be gone.
Grown-ups should do something.
If you're a grown-up, go to polarbearsos.org now. You can make sure polar bears are protected under the Endangered Species Act.
Please help them.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec? Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish this sales report, and then I'll lie down for a bit.
But shouldn't I...
No, nope, I'll be fine.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly has trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This is a Night Sounds Encore presentation on the Head-On Radio Network, The Horn.
Changing the way you hear music, Billy Shears.
Welcome back to the Night Sounds first anniversary show. One of the most popular segments this past year has been the songs of Motown. So let's get started with the Four Tops and Reach Out.
Until happiness is just an illusion.
great sound of Mary Wells with My Guy. And before that, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Jimmy Mac.
This is Glenn Rivera from Shades of 70s. Music is one of the greatest gifts in our world, and it is kept alive in our hearts. And from my heart, congratulations to Billy Shears and Night Sounds for their one-year anniversary. And lots of love and good energy for many years to come. I will be here to celebrate in the future. Thank you, Billy.
And thank you, Glenn Rivera. Now, there's the real music maven and just a wonderful human being. Okay, now let's hear from the soulful David Ruffin with Walk Away From Love.
You say you're gonna go and call me. sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding with a classic, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. And before that, the Four Seasons with Let's Hang On. Now here's the very smooth Marvin Gaye with What's Going On.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need escalate. See, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and give here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right on.
Judge us simply 'cause our hair is long.
As she she grows in my garden.
With Spanish Harlem, and before that, the Crystals with Then He Kissed Me. You're listening to the Head On Radio Network, The Horn, America's liberal voice, now with music. Don't touch anything. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Night Sounds with Billy Shears.
All right, we're not going to bother with the weather. Just look out of the window.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. After a protest from supporters of single-payer national universal health care, Congressman John Conyers was invited as the lone advocate of single-payer at President Obama's health care reform summit today. Mark Dudzik with the Labor Campaign for Single-Payer Health Care says the national single-payer health care in the Conyers bill, modeled on Medicare for All, should be front and center in Obama's health care reform debate.
I think that 6 months from now, the Conyers bill will be the last bill standing. I think as they get into the details of these reforms and as the economic crisis worsens, logic of the moment will compel people to bring single payer into the House and begin to figure out how to implement it.
A new report from the Center for Economic and Policy Research suggests that workers being fired for attempts to organize unions at their workplaces have increased since the late 90s. Jesse Russell reports.
The Center for Economic and Policy Research released a report on Wednesday that highlights the struggle of workers who seek to organize. According to senior economist John Schmidt, throughout this decade, there was a 1 in 4 chance a worker would be fired for trying to bring union representation to a workplace.
For the period 2001 to 2007, that over 1 in 4 of those elections actually is marred by an illegal firing of a pro-union worker. The actual number is about 26% over that period. That is up substantially from the 1990s.
The report was released as Congress begins the process of weighing the Employee Free Choice Act. Organized labor is using it to ramp up education and outreach campaigns. Mary Beth Maxwell is with American Rights at Work.
You know, 73% of Americans support the Employee Free Choice Act. We want this kind of change. People are going to stand up and speak loudly for that.
Workers on Chicago's Skyway Tollway are headed to federal arbitration now in efforts to get their first contract. Teamsters Joint Council 25 Executive Director Brian Rainville says since the Skyway was privatized, worker pay was cut. Skyway Concessions refuses to consider increasing wages beyond $10.60 an hour. Rainville says the company could easily afford to improve wages, so privatization isn't just about the bottom line.
It's about a philosophy of basically taking as much as you can with regardless of the price, either to the individual workers themselves or the communities that they live in.
Here is today's economic report. 10 out of 12 Federal Reserve U.S. districts showed weakening or declining economic activity during the first 6 weeks of the year. That's according to the Reserve's Beige Book, which collects anecdotal information on current economic conditions in each district. The two exceptions to the downturn were Philadelphia and Chicago, which both reported their economies holding at remained weak.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
This is a Night Sounds Encore presentation on the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
We'll be right back.
From the Night Sound Studios in the heart of enchanting Charm City, here's the guy changing the way you hear music, Billy Shears.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Night Sound's first anniversary show. The spotlight this week shines on the one and only John Lennon. The very first song I played on the first Night Sounds was one of my favorite Lennon tracks, so let's give a listen.
Thank you.
Lennon with Woman. And before that, one of the best Lennon sounds, I'm Losing You.
Hi, this is John Neames in Las Vegas, and I wanted to wish Billy Shears and Night Sounds a happy one-year anniversary. If Lennon were here, there's no doubt about it, he'd be listening to the one and only Billy Shears.
If Lennon were here, he'd see things so clear.
Thank you, John Neames. If you haven't listened to John's latest CD, do yourself a favor and get it. Information on John Neames' music is coming up during the next break. Now here's our spotlight artist, John Lennon, with I'm the Greatest.
One, two, three, four. When I was a little boy, way back home in Liverpool, Mama told me I was great. Then when I was a teenager, I knew that I got something going. My mama told me I was great. A woman by the hand, and she told me I was great. Yeah, I was the greatest show on earth, for what it was worth. Yeah, now she's 32. All she wants to do is boogaloo. Hey! Yeah, I look at myself in the mirror. I see my wife and kids, and they tell me I was great. Yeah, my name is Billy Shaw. years. For all those years. Yeah, and she's only 32. And all she wants to do is boogaloo. Hey!
Feel small by giving you no time instead of it all, till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be.
A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Hey, Billy Shears, Bob Kincaid here. Happy, happy first anniversary both to you and to Night Sounds. You sure have brought a lot of fun, relaxation, and enjoyment to the weekend schedule here on the Horn. We're mighty proud to have had you around for the last year, and we're looking forward to several more years as well. From everybody here at the Kincaid Ranch, again, happy birthday.
Happy anniversary, Night Sounds, and many, many more.
Now, back to the music.
Thank you, Bob and Agnes Kincaid, for allowing me to be part of this great Head On Radio Network family. We just heard John Lennon with Working Class Hero. Now here's Number 9 Dream.
Thank you.
Spotlight artist this week, John Lennon with Borrowed Time. You're listening to the Head On Radio Network, The Horn, America's liberal voice, now with music. Don't touch anything. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Night Sounds with Billy Shears.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Billy Shears. Happy birthday to you. Billy, congratulations for 1 year of Night Sounds. You're the best, and God bless you. Keep up the good work. Rounding off, Cynthia Manley here.
Johnson's. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about the apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello, this is Rafael Baeris. Please call me back at 718.
This is Jeannie Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can, please call me back.
Hello, my name is Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello, this is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
New to the Listening Loft. Two new projects from prolific songwriter John Neems. In Your Dreams, featuring his signature Neemstrumentals. And his brand new project, Coming Out Swinging, filled with truth songs set to Latin, pop, rock, and jazz, delivering knockout music with a message.
You don't have to be a lowlife your whole life, Mr. President. You don't have to declare war on innocent people.
John Neems, two new releases, In Your Dreams and Coming Out Swinging, both available in the Listening Loft, CD Baby, iTunes, and johnneems.com.
The Native American Journalists Association is calling out to tomorrow's reporters, photographers, editors, and publishers to represent Native perspectives.
Today's agreement allows the Nebraska State Patrol and Winnebago Tribal Police to share enforcement.
The tribe is taking its concerns to the Bureau of Reclamation, which manages and
Native American inmates have filed suit against the prison.
Go to NAJA.com to learn more about membership and benefits. NAJA, raising the next generation of storytellers.
This is a Night Sounds Encore presentation on the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
From the Night Sounds studios in the heart of enchanting Charm City, here's the guy changing the way you hear music, Billy Shears.
Welcome back to our special Night Sounds anniversary show.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
All right, Barney, thanks for bringing the boys down here to Sydney to sing for Mr. Billy Shears on his one-year anniversary of Night Sounds.
Oh,
hey, guys, that's enough. We only needed it once. Hey, someone get the hook. Someone please get the hook. Get these guys. Thank you. Get them out of here. Union musicians. Jeez, you just can't shut them up. Anyway, happy one-year anniversary, Mr. Billy Shears. An entire 52 weeks of doing Night Sounds and having never missed a show. Boy, do you make the rest of us look bad. But I figured, no one does a playlist for you. So I figured on this special occasion, I would program a playlist for the Head On Radio Network's Music Master. So, to begin with, I figured we'd start with something Australian. Are you surprised? We're going to start with a band called the Master's Apprentices. And the members of this band were just indoctrinated into the ARIA Hall of Fame, which is kind of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame down here in Sydney, Australia. And this is just a great song. Some of these songs will go on the have a little bit of a theme of music in the radio, and we'll kick it off with this, just a great, great old 60s Australian rock song, Turn Up Your Radio, from the Master's Apprentices. We'll be right back.
roll and you're still doing it now. 15 years today and you remember how. You're gonna hear it now blasting out the radio. Listen to the music now, turn off your radio. Not at 56, the jukebox is really jump. The bass guitar and the drums, they really fun. Everybody's learning from what they did a long time ago. To the music now, turn off your radio.
From the Master's Apprentices, we go to one of the greatest power trios of all time, King's X, with a song about his mama singing hymns from upstairs. Here's Over My Head.
Thank you.
at Billy Shears, I had to bring something new into the mix. Here's The Good, The Bad, and The Queen with 80s Life. Was The Good, The Bad, and The Queen with 80s Life. And now, from California, a long-lost friend, Sublime, with What I Got.
Early in the morning, rising to the street, light me up that cigarette, and I'll stretch shoes on my feet. To find a reason, reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my money's all gone. I got a donation, I can stay high. I can play the guitar like a motherfucking riot. You got, cause you might get run over or you might get shot. Never start a static, I just get it off my chest. Never had to battle with no bulletproof vest. Take a small example, take a little from me. Take all of your money, give it up to charity. Love is what I got, it's within my reach. And the sublime stuff just straight from Long Beach. It all comes back to you, you're bound to get what you deserve. Try and test that, you're bound to get served. Love's what I got, don't start a riot. You're
heart runs away. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle and goes right to the rock. Fuck it, the fight, it is all the same. Living with Louis Dog's the only way to stay sane. Let the loving come back to me. Loving is what I got. I said we live for that. Loving is what I got. I remember that. Loving is what I got. I said remember that. Loving is what I got.
And we couldn't get away without doing a Beatles track, so here's one of my more obscure favorites. And Your Bird Can Sing. Everybody, we're going to finish out this honorary set list for the one-year anniversary of Night Sounds. Thank you, Mr. Billy Shears. And it's time for everybody to get up and dance to the music. Here is Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah!
Mr. John Fox, all the way from Sydney, Australia, with a wonderful set. Thanks, John. And be sure to catch All Fox Off every Monday through Thursday, midnight to 1 a.m. Eastern. Now here's a song that Sarah Bareilles released this past year and I simply love. Here's Sarah Bareilles with Gravity.
Something always brings me back to you. It never takes too long. No matter what I say or do, I still feel you here till the moment I'm gone. You hold me without touch. You keep me without chains. I never wanted anything so much than to drown in your I feel your rain. Set me free. I don't wanna fall another moment into your gravity. Here I am, I stand so tall, just the way I'm supposed to be. But you're onto me. Fragile. I thought that I was strong, but you touched me for a little while, and all my fragile strength is gone. Set me free. Everything I think I need here on the ground. But you're neither friend nor foe, though I can't seem to let you go. But one thing that I still know is that you're keeping me
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn. Now, don't shut down just yet. There's plenty more to come. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Night Sounds with Billy Shears.
This is John Lennon, and we're mucking about on a Saturday because we've got you all trapped in your rooms, you see.
You're listening to Wind. Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. President Obama expects to see a health care reform bill on his desk by the end of the year. Jesse Russell has more on the story.
Thursday marked the first day of President Barack Obama's campaign to reform health care in the United States. During the White House health care summit, Obama outlined the problems being faced by the country.
In the last 8 years, premiums have grown four times faster than wages. An additional 9 million Americans have joined the ranks of the uninsured. The cost of health care now causes a bankruptcy in America every 30 seconds.
On Tuesday of this week, Citizen Action of Wisconsin released a report detailing the impact of the rising cost of health care on Wisconsinites. Robert Craig is program director of Citizen Action.
Premiums for the average family health insurance policy will be nearly $25,000 per year. It indicates that worker contributions to premiums will increase over 106% over what they are today by 2016, and it indicates the average deductible, which is already over $1,500 a year, will be $2,337 per year.
Craig said the numbers in the report aren't set in stone, and with the right leadership, such a future could be prevented.
AFL-CIO Legislative Director Bill Samuels says there's been no loss of support in Congress for the Employee Free Choice Act. Labor is expressing confidence that the historic labor law reform, taking employer intimidation out of workers' choices to form unions, will pass Congress. A multi-million-dollar campaign against it is underway, though, financed by the business lobby. The labor law reform will be reintroduced soon in Congress. It passed the House during the Bush administration, but was blocked by Republicans in the Senate. This time, labor believes it has the votes to pass the reform in both houses. Vice President Joe Biden met with the AFL-CIO Executive Council in Miami on Thursday. The Obama administration supports this legislation. The global gender pay gap is bigger than official government figures reflect. That's according to a report from the International Trade Union Confederation. Based on a survey of 300,000 men and women in 20 nations, it says women globally earn 22% less than men. Official government figures peg that gender gap discrimination at 16.5%. Now here's Jesse Russell with today's economic report.
The last economic downturn in New York State ended in 2003. Between July of that year and August of 2008, private employers in the state hired 400,000 more workers. According to a report released by the state labor department on Thursday, New York lost 25% of those new jobs during the last quarter of 2008. Private companies in the state let go of more than 110,000 workers between October and December.
To get more labor news and to keep labor's voice on the air, visit laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
This is a Night Sounds Encore presentation on the Head-On Radio Network, The Horn.
In the heart of enchanting Charm City, here's the guy changing the way you hear music, Billy Shear.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of a special Night Sounds first anniversary show. To contact the show, direct your email to nightsounds@billyshearsmusic.com. Now, in this Beatles-related segment, we'll hear from John Lennon with Nobody Told Me, George Harrison with When We Was Fab, Ringo Starr with I'd Be Fine Anywhere, Paul McCartney with Kicked Around No More, and Julian Lennon with a very Beatles-esque track that, if played in the 60s, would easily pass for a Beatles composition. Here's Julian Lennon with I Don't Want to Know.
I don't want to know. You're a stranger to reality. And baby, don't you know you haven't got a clue? Cause lately, I don't know what to do.
Kathmandu. Everybody's crying, I know I leave the ground. Well, everybody's crying, I know it makes a sound. It's a place for us movies, you just gotta lay around.
Goodness, another year, another successful radio show. Night Sounds with Billy Shears. 52 weeks, Billy. I gotta hand it to you. You made it happen. Streaming every Saturday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. If you are not checking out Night Sounds with Billy Shears, you're really missing something. Happy birthday to you, Billy. Happy birthday from Cynthia Black and Action Point on 1480 KPHS.
Back then, long time ago, when grass was green, woke up in a daze. Arrived like strangers in the night. Morning light, casual desert dawn. And he did it all. Long time ago when we was fab. Magnified the tears, studied bones and arms, till the life flowed on and on. Long time ago when we was fat, but it's all over now.
a lonely life I lead. Sometimes I just don't care. No one around me, you put me down me. I can go anywhere. Well, I'm alone, but I'm all right. I'm on my own on a Saturday night. I don't know, honey, I don't care. I'll be fine anywhere. I'm doing all right. I'll be fine anywhere. I know a lot about living. It don't pay to care. I'll be fine anywhere. Well, I think somewhere down the line, if nobody's next to me, don't need no one to reminisce all of my memories. Well, I'm alone, but that's all right. I'm on my own on a Saturday night. I don't know, but sugar, I don't care. I'll be fine anywhere. I'm doing all right. I'll be fine anywhere.
Now to introduce Paul McCartney.
Save my blessing. kicked around.